Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Football Land. Football Land. Football Land.
You did that a bit like the beginning of an award ceremony, but not like the Oscars, but like a kind of regional kind of marketing awards or like
Do you remember, you're both too young, but Sale of the Century used to come as like a quiz show that used to come from a different location. You sounded like the continuity announcer at the start of that. Welcome to Century, we're coming to you from Norwich.
I'll take that. Well, we're actually coming not from Norwich, not from even Turkey, where I was last week. We are coming, all three of us, from Qatar.
We're
all in Qatar. We're in separate hotels.
Yeah.
Just because, like a lot of big corporations, they don't actually put the top brass on the same flight for insurance purposes.
Yeah.
So like we true to that, we have put ourselves in different hotels for our own security.
Yeah.
So I'm in my room and I've got a wonderful view of the city.
I can see you from my room. Put your clothes on.
And I can see
put your clothes on.
I will later.
Put your clothes on.
It's warm.
Put your
it's so
on.
Warm.
Well, please put your clothes on.
All right. Okay.
Just a towel. Put a towel on.
Okay, I've put a towel on. You can see I've put a towel on.
All right, as you were.
Look at my... I'm going to turn around, Ryan. Mm. Look, I've got one of those towels that it doesn't quite reach around.
No.
It's a hand towel.
Yeah.
A hand towel.
Yeah, I see what you've done.
Can you get some photos of this, Ryan?
No.
Well, you have to have a telescopic lens. We can barely see each other. I'm surprised he's annoyed. I actually have got a great view of a pool down below me.
Mm.
And, you know... I reckon I could smash this window with a sledgehammer and dive into that pool.
No.
Who's with me?
No.
Aren't you on like the 118th floor or something?
Yeah, but I can still, I reckon the wind will probably, I'll have to wait for a windless day, a bit blustery today,
yeah,
but
you're
I think
definitely
I could dive right down there. And if you get flat enough, like you saw in the early films, what we talked about before, where there's a big diver at the top of a diving board and they go into a bathtub.
Mm.
You have to get flat enough and you won't die. So that's what I'm going to do after this.
How does getting flat help land in a bathtub from 100 feet up?
Surface area, I think. That's what the old film stars did. Surface area. But they were the kings of surface.
Maximise the surface area. Surely you'd get winded.
Yeah, you'd get winded, but you wouldn't careen into the concrete bottom of it, would you?
Do you remember when they made horses do it? What were they doing?
Yeah.
I've never seen a horse like spread-eagled.
No, I never have either.
But then
I never have seen a horse.
You never saw the horse get out, did you?
No, because they were clones.
I'm going to add this to my bucket list now. See a spread-eagled horse.
Oh, that's why. What is the spread-eagle, the pub? What's that? Why is it called the spread-eagle?
I don't know, but if I ever own a pub, I'm definitely calling it the spread-eagled horse. People would come
in buckets. There's a clone that's going to get drowned, like in the Prestige.
Yeah, people will come from far and wide to that pub.
All right, let's get on with Football Land.
All right,
Football Land.
Away. Oh, he lives inside the grandstand. He wears the captain's armband. He's good at keeping you up as he saves a little puppy.
Captain Football Land. Okay, lads, I've got a simple ride for you today. It's not really a ride. Oh. It's a game. It's a very much a game. It's called Robbie Fowler's Growler. Robbie Fowler's Growler.
Hello.
And Robbie Fowler, we're going to pay him. Because let's face it, I think, you know, he had quite a big property empire or something like that. But, you know, he'd do it because he could build property. We could give him tax credits to build property in Qatar. So that's his incentive. For a year, we're going to get Robbie Fowler, going to play Robbie Fowler's Growler. Every day, we give him an exotic pet, a tiger, a lion, other things that growl.
That's weird, isn't it? You've run out of exotic animals very quickly. You're normally really good at trivia, and yet I found your kryptonite.
Robbie Fowler and a bear.
Yeah.
He basically has a big cloak, Robbie Fowler does.
Oh.
He conceals the animal.
Oh, and not in real life. Give him a cloak.
We give him a cloak. We'd have to give him a big cloak.
Right. Because that's weird. I was just imagining like Robbie Fowler walking around his like property empire in Liverpool, like with a massive cloak, just to make himself seem even more kind of like an evil Victorian
with a bear under it,
just visiting people in squalor with his cloak, just like a totally unnecessary piece of clothing that's cost loads as well. I don't even need this. Have a coat on underneath.
That's basically what a cloak was, isn't it?
Yeah.
How did cloaks go from Victorian landowners who didn't need them and it was a sign of wealth to superheroes?
Yeah, they really don't need a cloak.
Right, anyway, Robbie Fowler's got this cloak. He puts it over a different wild animal. Go on.
Can I just rewind? This may be an utterly useless tangent, but when Ryan said he imagined Robbie Fowler as a Victorian gentleman strolling about his property empire, a thought hit me that may or may not be interesting. I cannot imagine Robbie Fowler in any other era of civilization beyond the one he's in. I cannot picture him as a Victorian gentleman somehow.
Okay, maybe he's got a pair of like cream dockers on, some Timberlands, and he's got like a Calvin Klein embossed black long sleeve shirt on, like t-shirt. But with a cloak over the top.
Yeah.
And
he's got some aviator sunglasses.
Yeah.
But there is something fascinating, is they're not about him. Like, I can imagine any other footballer in any other era. I can
imagine Robbie Fowler being one of the Celts who fought off the Romans in the first invasion in BC, in AD 49 or whatever.
In Dockers and a Calvin Klein long sleeve t-shirt.
No, he'd have been in, once again, a cloak. I think the cloak is key for. For Robbie Fowler, he would have been in a tartan sort of cloak with one of those shields with a bit of steel over the top of it. Wooden shield held together with bits of brass around, brass. Like, don't know what they had back then for their
maybe
shields.
It's because I can only see him with that nose clip on, and they didn't have those back in Celtish times.
No, that's true. I think we give Robbie Fowler the opportunity to put you wrong then, Mark. Every day he turns out in a different... historical costume as he's a showman, isn't he, Robbie Fowler? He's a showman.
How would we test it? He comes out and
what do you mean?
In front of an audience.
Test it?
He appears like in a Roman centurion's outfit, and what he says to the crowd: "Do you believe I'm a Roman centurion or not?"
Yes. Well, he kind of gets that into his monologue. Like, he doesn't like that's too on the nose.
He doesn't need to ask it. This is basically stars in your eyes. And at the beginning, Robbie Fowler goes, "Hey, tonight, I've gone the other side of the canal. Tonight, Matthew, I'm gonna be a Roman centurion." Loads of dry ice comes out of that thing. He goes in and then comes out almost immediately, and then you just wait that beat, and everybody just goes. You got to wait for the applause. If the applause comes, then you've been
proven
wrong.
He comes through the
smoke.
There's the beat. And you just hear someone in the audience go, "No, not having it."
Yeah.
Well, you could have a focus group afterwards that you collar a random sample and just say, you know, did you believe Robbie Fowler was a Byzantine monk?
But I think, you know, I can't imagine him as a Neanderthal. I can't imagine him as like 1970s. He's firmly of his era.
He's so 90s, isn't he?
The gelled hair, I think.
Yeah, the gelled hair.
Jelly is a very 90s property.
But Robbie Fowler is going to put all of you to shame with his brilliant interpretations of different historical cultures every day.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll give him that chance. He's a showman. He's such a showman. He's going to prance.
He's earned
he'll
the chance.
He'll prance around
to do that.
The stage and he's going to bring with him a cage. And in the cage, it will be cloaked. The cage will be cloaked. And then it's Robbie Fowler's growler. The audience just have to guess which growler it is today. Whether it's a lion, you know, you've got to get quite specific to win it. It's like one of those quiz shows on ITV in the early or mid 2000s. You know, when like it was midnight and there was a quiz host, and it would be like, how many triangles are in this picture? And it'd be like,
yeah, you have to call in.
Well, there's like five. There's 73 triangles, yeah. But then are they counting that triangle? And that's not really a triangle, but they're counting that, and it costs £5, as he said, a minute. And like someone would ring in and be like, oh, is it 73? And they'd be like, oh, I'm sorry, Clive, it's not 73, but I'll keep talking until
keep
somebody else rings in.
How's your wife?
And
yeah.
This, yeah, exactly, yeah. So it'll be that kind of, you know, it's got to be maybe they have to say the Roman or Greek name of the animal. It can't just be a tiger. It's got to be a Bengal tiger. It can't just be a lion. It's got to be a mountain lion. We're not giving away these animals for free, is what I'm saying. Because if you guess the correct growler by its growl, auditory game this is with Robbie Fowler's growlers, then you get to keep that animal. But once the animal has been guessed correctly, and this can take several hours because, you know, it's, you know, you come and go, you go in, you make your guess, then you go out. And Robbie Fowler's sort of just poking this animal with a stick to make it growl every 3 or 4 minutes with his cane. Once someone guesses the correct growl, then a bell rings, the animals are allowed out, and then Robbie Fowler, there's a giant sort of goal line down on the ground filled with cocaine, and that animal's got to snort it all up, and then it's yours to keep. Yours to keep if you get it right.
You win a coked-up tiger.
It's exotic pets. You win a tiger.
That was a bit like when I went to the dogs.
Yeah.
Like, I went to the dogs, like, did really well, won loads of money, and then came out, and there was, like, just loads of people outside trying to sell you a dog.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, did you get to win it, or is he just selling it?
Well, not really got the space. They're massive, aren't they? Like, it's very hard. Yeah. I did end up giving half my money to them because I did feel bad because they're, you know. But yeah, they love like shoving cocaine up greyhounds' bums and stuff like that.
Yeah, and also, like, why let fairgrounds have all of the animal prizes?
Yeah,
you know, it's typical to have a goldfish given away at a fairground. Why not give away an exotic animal every day? It will certainly generate headlines, and Robbie Fowler will love it.
Yeah,
and goldfish are unexpectedly aggressive.
They don't growl though, do they?
Well, I think if you could get a waterproof mic small enough, you'd probably, I reckon that they would. It's just you can't.
But if Robbie Fowler is doing his
very quietly,
if he's
going
doing his showpiece,
have you ever tried to speak underwater and it just like, woo?
Yeah.
So,
okay.
I reckon don't write a goldfish off because apparently there's a problem because people keep releasing them into the UK waters. They're quite aggressive, apparently.
All right. Well, you know. I think we go, you know, we start off big, tigers, lions, bears.
Yeah.
Then when the money starts to run out,
true,
we go down to chinchillas, you know, gophers, badgers, a fox.
Yeah.
We get right down
to... I don't know whether this
to...
should be part of the experience or whether it's just a marketing gimmick, but I do feel that whatever costume of whatever historical era he's doing that particular day, he should have his groin area exposed, and he's never allowed to trim his pubic
hair. Should.
So he has got quite a growler, just as a little nod towards what the game's called.
Yeah,
that's good. Yes, I was hoping we could involve that somewhat. I didn't want to, you know, go down the cosmetic surgery of having like something on his arm or something. But yeah, great to expose his groin.
Yeah.
And maybe on special days, if the animal that's growling is small, it could be concealed in his growler.
Yeah.
The growl is from his growler. And he doesn't need the cloak then. He just comes out butt naked with a massive bush. And there's a small tiger cub in there.
I mean, he could. he could put his bits in a growler, like in a kind of in one of those kind of takeaway beer things. So he's got a massive bush, and he just stuffs his nuts and his sausage in the little growler top, and comes out with it like with a bush, but like a big glass jar on his bits as well.
But then we have to change the name. Then it's Fowler's Growler's Growler's Growler.
Yeah, and also,
or just plural, just Fowler's Growler's would be fine.
And I don't want an animal to get stuck inside that glass.
But
container.
Would that not be a useful receptacle to take your pet home with?
Yes, I'll give you that. Like, I'll give you that.
It's going to be off its face on cocaine, though. You don't want to keep it in a small box. That's just asking for trouble when you get it home.
Are we going to have a series of leads at the side that we could also sell? You know, because it's just extra money making, isn't it? It's like, oh, you've won a Bengal tiger. You need to take, to put that on a leash. It's the law. Here's one we could sell you. We've got them like massive leads for the tigers and the bears, and we've got tiny leads for the chinchillas and the stick insects.
The stick insects growl.
Well, we could definitely prod them a bit until they do, and mice. I think scientists like tickled mice or something, and they like gave off like some high pitched squeak that they claimed was a laugh. So if mice can laugh, why can't stick insects growl?
Yeah, I think you want more than a leash, because I don't want that. I don't want like a kind of mongoose off its face, you know, running around in the back of the car as I'm going home. Like, that's not responsible.
That's quite an image of this coked up mongoose just going absolute apeshit in the back of your car while you're just trying to concentrate on the road.
Well, it's going to happen, isn't it? So if not in a growler, then we should probably sell some sort of cage for the back, for the boot of your car, you know, one of those, just a little grill bit.
Also, at the hire car company, when they say, you know, at the hire car company at the airport, when they say, like, have you got any pets? I think we just need to say, like, maybe put a sign up at the Avis or Hertz. But just say, by the way, there's a thing called Robbie Growlers Growlers. You might be taking a pet back if you win it. So just be aware.
Yeah.
Tick the box that says yes if you're not sure. It's only an extra 20 quid or so premium.
All right. Well,
but that's basically it. Yeah. Robbie Fowler, you know, give him something to do. He can dress in lots of different things. He can have his nethers exposed to his heart's content. We keep the pubes large to prevent any to preserve his decency and modesty. And I reckon 365 animals, if we get a job lot of them.
What happens if someone doesn't guess the animal? Do we just shoot it?
I think we have to drown it. Yes, unfortunately. let's keep it for the year after. 366. Or if you want some animals in reserve for if someone guesses early in the morning. You don't want to give Robbie Fowler the afternoon os because someone guessed an osprey.
Yeah.
Well, but you think some of these games, like you'll sit in a room looking at a naked Robbie Fowler with an animal in his pubes, and you don't get it for hours.
Or in a cage,
just sat there for like 8 hours.
Yeah. And like the quizzes of the 2000s, you're paying by the minute. So
there'll be these really weird journeys home where you've got a mongoose behind a grill going absolutely mental, and you've got kids in the back, but the mongoose is mashing through those, and the husband and wife are just having a passive aggressive, quite low key chat about, it cost us a lot of money. We just sat and looked at Robbie Fowler, and I didn't believe he was from Tudor, England. Did you? No, I didn't either.
Okay, we better have a vote on this because, time's running out. But, all in favour of Robbie Fowler's Growlers, say aye. 3, 2, 1.
Aye.
Thank you. Yeah.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah, I like it a lot, but big fan. Big fan.
Just what is it that you want to do? We won't go football land. And we want to have a good time.
Okay, who's up next? It's Ryan, isn't it?
It is me, yeah. I think it's a simple one. I'm calling it calf and a half, okay?
Okay.
And I know what you're thinking, that this is just going to be some kind of Jack Grealish sort of petting zoo. And that's because that's what it is. It's a Jack Grealish petting zoo, I think. So Jack's not that busy at the minute. not because it's the off season, just in general. And so I reckon we get him out to Qatar, we chain him up, and sort of just turn him sort of facing backwards to a queue of people that can come past and just sort of stroke his calves.
Lovely.
That's lovely.
They can nuzzle them. Gets selfies, fine. Like, again, like, it's probably a good and non-selfies, just like the traditional, you know, get your mom to take the picture sort of thing. And that's it. That's it. I think that's it. Like, let's not ruin it. Let's just
let's not ruin it. Feed it a nice bottle of milk. Would it have lips? Could we put lips on Jack Grealish's calf so it can ingest things, so that it can it can eat and drink?
I mean, I know just, I just said let's not ruin it, but yeah, let's put lips on it.
Can each one speak?
Oh, well, I mean, if we're going to start ruining it, then I did have an idea that came up last week from Martin Tyler's It's Alive, which was centaurs. I was basically thinking, wouldn't it be great to have a centaur ride? And Jack Grealish, almost, his calves are so big, they're almost like he's got two horses on both his legs. So he's not got 2 feet, he's got 8. And he's just got little like centaur calves. But we could breed like half horses, like with sort of hollowed out front legs. But in this case, because they'd need to be calves, they're probably going to need to be cows. And and then you could sort of sit in them. You could sit in like a half cow, and it could be a bit like a kind of like a donkey ride or a pony ride sort of type thing, but with half horses. Probably want Jack Grealish's face on them somehow.
Well,
I
was going to say,
you could
if you want to preserve the purity of the idea, then how about we just make lots of.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Calves that are expertly modelled on Jack Grealish's calves, but we put his face in them and his pineapple-esque hairdo with an Alice band.
Oh.
So you can have like a whole forest of calves. You can wander around caressing, rubbing your cheek against them, whatever you want.
Yeah. I like the idea of Jack Grealish's face on a calf. Do you remember in the sort of, I mean, imagine they still exist, but do you remember sort of novelty cups? There was like periods where you go to the cinema or maybe to like McDonald's and stuff, and you get those collectible cups. I like the thought of like a goblet, but that's Jack Grealish's calf, like a kind of like a pint cup, but that's a calf shape with Jack Grealish's face on it.
Mm.
That excites me.
Yeah, that is exciting.
Yeah, that excites me. Anything with Jack Grealish's face on it, I think we can make a lot of money out of among, you know, just fans of Villa who'll come and laugh at a calf with the face of Jack Grealish on. And Man City fans
laugh at the calf and a half.
Yeah, and England fans. Let's not forget, England fans want Jack Grealish to play more, and he doesn't really. Comes on in the last 10 minutes. It'd be lovely to have, or as a form of transport in the park, a giant, well, normal sized Jack Grealish sort of robot, but with giant calves that you can sit inside, like in a sort of horse and carriage kind of, you know, you could trundle along in them with your family just around the park. I know we've already got the holding midfielder for that. So we probably don't need more transportation. So you're right. Just maybe some disembodied legs with lips that talk to you.
Like just keep it simple.
That's probably all you need. Just keeping it so simple. Stroke the legs.
Yeah.
Talk to the lips. Would you kiss a leg with lips on it?
I would.
Yeah.
Would you kiss if the chat was just amazing and they, you know, these lips have got they've got to tell you, they've got to really compliment you, they've got to like chat you up. And I guess, you know, it can get a bit raunchy, can't it?
Gone into the park with your dad, you're like 8 years old, your dad's taking you to football land, and the first thing he sees is a disembodied pair of legs with lips, and the first thing he does is go up and gives you a big old snog. You'd never get over that, would you?
People do, there's all sorts of funny rituals people have with statues. I remember there was one of a little boy, like on a high plinth, that they'd actually even manufactured some stairs up to, and it was made of brass, and the custom was to go up and touch his willy.
What?
And and it was really shiny, like the rest of it had gone all like oxidised, and you could see how many people had touched it, because he had a really shiny willy.
Where was this?
And you go, that's Spain.
Spain.
I reckon if you had like a pair of calves and we could facilitate it with lips, then I reckon people would definitely go up and, if you said it was for luck, you know, people would do anything for luck, won't they?
And the questionnaire, don't forget the questionnaire before, when you book your tickets for Football Land, we're going to scrape so much data, aren't we, from the questionnaire. When people book, you know, dietary requirements down to, you know, what Harry Potter house was your favourite, or I don't really know anything about Harry Potter, but all of that, we just get everything about their personality. Then you go into this field of legs with lips. One of them is going to lock onto you.
A field of lips. Like corn. Just thousands of them.
You just walk through them. Yeah, because it's going to be through the entrance of Football Land, right? You go in through the turnstiles and then you've got a wage. You just go through this field of calves, of Jack Grealish's legs
like
with
lips
blowing
in the wind.
And you're busy looking at your leaflet and your map of the park and you're talking about to where you want to go. And then it's like a siren. You hear a pair of lips on some legs saying, "Is that you, Ryan Baxter? And then they get exactly where you're from and all about, and then they've got all your data. They know what turns you on and all of that. They effortlessly move the conversation from small talk to pillow talk in about 30 seconds.
It's like Field of Dreams, isn't it?
Before you know it, you've been hypnotized and you're kissing this leg with lips. You're kissing this leg with lips. You might even do the...
Do you know, like MLB, they have, like Major League Baseball, they have, they've recreated the Field of Dreams, like, place in the place where it was filmed. And every year, two teams go there and they play the Field of Dreams game. And
from
it's
beyond
got the cornfield
the
and everything.
Realm.
Yeah. And like, you know, it was like, build it and they will come. Like, you could go in and the lips are there and they're going, kiss me and I will come. And then through the field, Grealish comes and like a ghost, and he's actually going to get to play.
That's amazing. Yes, that's amazing. If you kiss, if everyone kisses the lips of the legs at the same time, like 500
Jack
people,
Grealish
Jack Grealish will appear.
Jack Grealish gets to play 12 minutes for England rather than the usual 10.
That's the ritual. But we know how quickly people can kiss each other.
Yeah.
Because we saw that photo of the naval officer and the woman just after VJ Day in the United States. They kissed on the street. Mm. It was like one of the most iconic photos of the 20th century. You could kiss a leg with a lips on it within 20 seconds of meeting it. That is how clever these lips data scraping will be.
Yeah, I mean, it's whispering the whole way through. In your ear, sweet nothings. Field of Dreams was a powerful film.
Well, let's not forget the film Children of the Corn. Children of the Leglips is a possibility as well.
I mean, I think lots of options here. And I'm glad we didn't keep it simple. I'm glad that, we went from just a pair of calves that you could sort of touch and nuzzle to keep Jack occupied to
keep
thousands of legs with lips on, scraping data, whispering to you to do a mass kiss along so that Jack Grealish could play 12 minutes. I mean,
so beautiful.
Very beautiful, isn't it?
That is so beautiful.
All right.
I'm ready to vote.
All those in favour of calf and a half, say aye after three. 3, 2, 1.
Aye.
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 Yeah.
It's magical, Ryan. This is the magic of football land. This is more. We need more
and
magical
that's right
moments
at the
like
gate.
That.
Like, you've not even got in yet.
Yeah.
And you're already kissing Jack Grealish's
calf. You just see 100 dads from all around the world snogging a pair of legs. Apologies if you're offended by bad language. Maybe we bleep this out, but it's called The Referee's a Wanker, which is the oft-quoted chant. Yeah, it is harsh.
Harsh language.
It is harsh.
Yeah.
But this is, it's not really anti-referee.
Although probably very likely as well. If the referee had never masturbated, quite unique. So if we were all less prudish and a bit more open with our habits, then maybe it wouldn't be. Maybe it would be a moment of healing.
Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, as Mike Dean.
The referee is one with his own body is probably not quite the insult that they were trying to get across with that chant.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's actually a beautiful affirmation, isn't it? It's a chant of affirmation. I would say that this is also a simple ride that I hope doesn't get sullied, although in complicating the Jack Grealish leg lips, we actually made it better. So maybe this will happen with this. It's basically Where's Wally, but in 3D, in that there are a lot of dioramas with actors wandering around. Like, we recreate, say, a dressing room, like a stadium dressing room, but somewhere in amongst the populated...
There's a referee masturbating. And you've got to find him,
yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'd buy that book.
It's a 3D experience. You walk through this. I mean, the accompanying book is also a kind of merchandising spin-off, but I think it would... And I did do a little bit of research as to whether they've ever done a 3D Where's Wally, and they have, but not very often, and pretty half-heartedly. And in the States, it's Where's Waldo, but they don't really go. And it seems like a missed opportunity. I'd love to smash around a full changing room with like teams and a manager doing a speech, and somewhere in there, there's a referee cracking one off. It would be great, wouldn't it?
There's a lot of willies, isn't there, in changing rooms, so that would make it quite difficult.
Absolutely. If you wanted to create a giant Where's Wally, you could go up in a hot air balloon while a carefully constructed human tableau is, like, presented below you in a field.
Yeah.
So, like, everything, and everyone's sort of lying on their backs or lying on their sides, so it's not just people's heads. It's not a bird's eye view, do you see what I mean?
Yeah,
it's
like that. Yeah.
So it's like a giant picture, and then, just, of a Roman amphitheatre, a pirate location, but there's Mike Dean or Uriah Rennie or just someone there cracking one off.
It's still 2D, though. It's still 2D, and I'm attracted to the 3D. Like, so what if the referee in the changing room scenario, the referee was cracking one off inside a laundry basket, and it was all going in Mourinho's hair, who was also in there. Imagine the joy of a child finding, I found the referee wanking.
Oh, yes.
It's here.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
And we were just saying earlier, we wanted that magic, didn't we? We wanted that.
We want to bring back the innocent pleasure of being a kid at a fun fair and feeling like you own the place. Yeah. I think most of the dioramas and the miniature scenes that we create should be roughly football related. So, like club squad team photo day, like you've got the entire squad, you know, right down to the youth teams and the veterans and previous players. You know, it's a squad photo that needs those cameras that can't take it in one go. They've got to kind of pan across. And maybe you play the part of the photographer, but one of the people standing there is fully self-pleasuring. And it's, you know, like you say, Mike Dean. Yeah. Mike Dean's just retired, so he's up for this. We're going to have to feed him a lot of egg whites if he's going to do multiple appearances.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. And that's why you have to get more. You have to get a referees collective. You have to get a lot of former referees. Jeff Winter.
Yeah. Keith Hackett.
What's his name? Peter Walton.
Peter Walton. Yeah.
You know, get them all in. And the joy of referees is that there's always another referee who would speak to the press about how they would have done it. So, you know, if you get Mike Dean hiding in the laundry basket, cracking one off, then maybe Walton could say to BT Sport afterwards, you know, I wouldn't have hidden the laundry basket. Perhaps that was too obvious. I would have hidden in, you know, a cupboard just above the training ground DVD player.
Yeah.
You know, there's
I would have been inside
of
the cockerel at the top of the Spurs stadium, cracking one off. Yeah.
Exactly right.
Spreading my seed over all those gathered below.
I think, you know, you're absolutely right. It should be, it's just a thing that happens in football land. And if you find Mike Dean in a cupboard, we have to make sure that somebody does find him. Because if he's just in there for several days, just wanking into oblivion without being found.
Oh, you know, so
he could die.
This isn't a dedicated area in your view. This is that Mike Dean is wandering around, self-pleasuring, and you have to find him.
You don't even have to find him. He's just there. It's part of, like, you know, if you look on the map, you'll see, it'll just say in, like, one of the guidebooks or the audio tour that, by the way, this happens.
Yeah.
Or maybe, you know, when you look at this screen of what rides are open that day, it just says, you know, by the way, Mike Dean's dressed as a Roman soldier.
What? There's a body positive aspect to this in that, like, we could reverse what's happened with pornography and small willies would be very good in this game, because the smaller the willy, the harder it is to see. And so, like in Where's Wally, where there's like a man in a bobble hat and you think it's Wally, but it's not, because he's not got the striped jumper.
Yeah.
We could place men around just carrying sausages, for instance, at sort of crotch height. You know what I mean? Like, that hot dogs and things like that, where you're like, oh, Willie, and you think it is that what you're seeing, but actually the referee with the smallest Willie is the hardest to find.
Yeah, that's right.
Because he's pleasuring himself, you know, but you can't really see it because it could just be slightly obscured by a snake coming out of a basket. And that to give that back to the world would counter any bad press we might get about exposing children to masturbating referees in a theme park.
That's
so
forward thinking, yeah.
So true.
You've got to flip that bad press. You've always got to be, because there's a lot
really
of death,
have to
there's a lot of destruction, there's a lot of unnecessary, there's animal cruelty, we've got all sorts. And now we've got men openly masturbating in public. So
I do quite like the surprise element where, like you visit an ice cream van and rather than someone delivering a Mr. Whippy, it's Mike Dean just cracks one off into an empty cone and then asks if you want a flake in that. We have to allow for that, although I would urge Mike Dean to exercise caution if they're overly young or overly sensitive.
I think that's absolutely right. Yes, a shield or some form of pixelation can maybe criminals sometimes use this self-frosting over number plates.
Yes.
You press a button on your dashboard and your number plate frosts up. I wonder if we could do that around his pants, for example.
Yeah, I don't see why not. I mean, I quite like stealth stealth marketing for this. So in any kind of video, promo video, like, you know, it's akin to one of the governmental press briefings where poshos are talking about how brilliant the football land's going to be. We just have a referee just cracking one off in the background that's not referred to. It's not referred to. And if you think, oh, I'm interested in what was going on there, you then find out about this wonderful referee's a wanker, positive body experience, ongoing adventure in football land.
I think we could have like a little, instead of the self-frosting, because I'm worried about like a white substance appearing in front of an already masturbating referee.
Yeah.
I wonder if, you know, remember those little banners that would just roll down and it would sort of unfurl?
Yep.
I think that when you find the masturbating referee, that just unfurls from his waistband and immediately covers up.
Yeah. So it's like those guns. It unfurls a thing saying bang, this just unfurls and just spunk.
Yeah, I think that's perfect. Yeah. It's perfect. That's the way to get around it. Yeah. Well done.
Yeah. Well done, yeah. I think it's probably about time to vote on the most obscene and disgusting ride that we've ever talked about on
with some heavy competition as well.
Okay.
All in favour of the referees a wanker being part of football land after three, say aye. 1, 2, 3.
Aye.
Great stuff.
Well done, Mark. That is the end of football land for another week. We're going to get building.
Yeah, broken ground.
We're just the trouble was today. It just didn't feel like a building day, did it?
No,
it didn't feel like a building day. But I tell you what, we've all got our hard hats.
Yeah,
we've got the plot of ground. We can go out next week. We're going to start building. Yeah. But I tell you what, if let's unionize ourselves here.
Mm,
let's have health
good
and safety.
Idea.
If the weather's above 40 degrees, I'm not bloody building a thing.
No, fair enough.
And that is a promise. Yeah, that's a promise.
I like it.
Sensible.
Strengthening.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. All right.
Join our Patreon and see you next time on Football Land.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.